readying for a siege. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Russian forces are believed to be inside Kyiv, Ukraine. Ukrainian forces tell Fox News.
Air raid sirens went off in this city, and we heard a number of explosions in the distance. This is the heaviest the explosions have been. As reports do indicate, those Russian forces are trying to make their way into the city center of this European capital. I spoke with a member of parliament who brought with him an AK. He said he picked it up from a local police station and said they were handing them out like candy. This city is preparing for the possibility of Russian troops in its streets.
Fox's Trey Ince in Kyiv. The Pentagon has warned Ukraine's capital could fall in days. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance has agreed to send part of the NATO response force to help protect allies in the east.
We call on Russia to stop this senseless war.
The U.S. and EU have also agreed to further sanctions against Russia, including directly against President Putin. Russia has vetoed a UN Security Council resolution demanding that Moscow stop the attack on Ukraine and withdraw all forces. The president announcing his choice for the next justice of the Supreme Court.
President Biden introduced Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as the first black woman to be nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court.
For too long, our government, our courts, haven't looked like America.
Judge Jackson was confirmed to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals last year, a district court judge before that. She also served on the Federal Sentencing Commission and was once a clerk for the justice she would replace, if confirmed, Stephen Breyer.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Jackson could begin meeting with senators next week. A confirmation vote is planned for April. The CDC says most Americans no longer need to wear a mask indoors in areas where COVID cases are going down. Masks are still required on public transportation and at airports. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Ukrainians in the U.S. say some of their loved ones are ready to fight off the Russians.
Ella Fuchs is from Moscow, but now lives in Houston. Her grandparents and cousins are in Kyiv, Ukraine, and they are staying, as men have been told they cannot leave if they're between 18 and 60. The husband of one of her cousins plans to fight the Russians.
He went to register, you know, to help protect. I think he's getting a gun or some ammunition or something.
But Fuchs is from Moscow, and her father lives there now.
Russian people have nothing to do with it. I know so many Russians in Russia and here who are embarrassed, ashamed.
She says she wants Putin targeted specifically and for Europe and the U.S. to send all Russian officials in their countries out and back to Moscow. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Facebook's parent company putting security measures in place for people who live in Ukraine.
In response to Russia invading Ukraine, Meta is implementing a number of measures in an effort to protect Facebook users in the region, including allowing users to lock their profiles for security. The company is setting up a special operations center staffed by experts and native speakers to respond to hate speech or content that incites violence, and says it's labeling misinformation shared by state-controlled media. Twitter also sharing tips for users in conflict areas on how to protect their accounts, including by disabling location data and enabling two-factor authentication. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Oklahoma Republican Senator Jim Inhofe has confirmed that he plans to retire. The 87-year-old was elected to a fifth Senate term in 2020. He's expected to serve until next January when the current session of Congress ends. Wall Street, even as the capital of Ukraine is under attack, the markets ended the day up sharply. The Dow gained 834 points, the Nasdaq up 221, the S&P plus 95. I'm Lisa Cilicera, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.